If you were asked to name a big church in Nottingham, you might think of this one behind me on High Pavement at St Mary's, with its stone tower and 37 stained glass windows. It's the largest medieval building in Nottingham. Or here, perhaps, on Derby Road, the richly decorated Pugin-designed St Barnabas Cathedral from the 19th century. But these churches are only part of the story. Nottingham is attracting thousands of worshippers into the city every week, and the numbers are growing.
We know that it would be a shock to people to really see what churches are doing, because when people come to visit us, they're astounded at the numbers, they're astounded at what we're doing.
Debbie Wright is one of the leaders here at Trent Vineyard, a church she started with her husband John 15 years ago. It's grown from 10 people to 2,000 members. This is their massive car park, and I can't see a spire, I can't see any fancy stained glass windows. It's just a steel-framed warehouse on Lenton Industrial Estate.
This is the auditorium.
It has a fire certificate for 1,600 people, but realistically about 1,200 would be the maximum we would squeeze in here.
So there's a stage at the front, that's where the band perform.
And then these two platforms have cameras on them so that you can film the speaker or the band and put it up on the screens.
So there's no altar, there's no aisle, there's no transept.
We don't have anything against traditional churches, but we felt people needed to get past what they would assume church is like and actually meet us, because actually we believe the church is the people, not the building.
Trent Vineyard isn't alone in attracting large numbers to their services. This is Talbot Street, and here there's a building that looks more like a 70s office block than a church, but it's home to Nottingham's largest Pentecostal congregation. It's the Christian Centre, and Martin Storey is one of their leaders.
We've got about 1,500 members. We're a 0 to 90s church. We're very diverse. We've got over 40 different nationalities. I think as a lot of churches, we've prioritised trying to get on and do the work of just caring for people, loving people, and not necessarily prioritise shouting about that. We don't have a PR department. And also for us as a church, we're in what is really not an amazingly attractive building. It doesn't look like a church to the average man in the street. It's what is it? Don't realise that we're a thriving, multicultural congregation, but we are.
Back over the other side of the city, the bulldozers have moved in. They're demolishing the old MFI showroom to make way for the newest church in the city, Cornerstone. For the last 18 years, they've met in a Nottinghamshire school. The senior minister, Peter Lewis, said the congregation raised £4 million in 4 years to make the move here possible.
We don't have rich people in the church. Most of them are probably what you'd call struggling young professionals and those that are not so young. But the giving has been enormous because we were told we had to leave the school where we were. Where do you put 700 people? We knew that we had to build a church. It wasn't something we planned to do. But we knew that this was God's moment and that he would provide. Well, of course, his favourite way of providing is through his people.
If you walk just down the road here, there's Grace Church. They've set up in the old Labour Exchange building. As all these churches report a rise in attendance, there's a sense that something extraordinary is happening in the city. Nick Sharp leads Grace Church. They've seen their numbers double in the last 2 years.
The number of large city churches that are strong and growing and gathering large numbers of young people, and all with their own distinctives, yet with a shared vision for the city and a heart connection between the leaders. It would seem that what is happening here is definitely unusual, if not unique, in the nation, actually.